T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And lastly, John,
so you can enjoy your beloved New York Yankees from home,
LG,
the official TV of the Yankees, is here to present you with the flagship 83-inch LG OLED 4G TV. And here to bring you the TV is the entire 2024 New York Yankees team.
They gave John Sterling a television. Big one. An expensive TV.
Yeah. It's the biggest TV I've ever seen someone have, like 70.
Those ceremonies, 75? It's really impossible to nail it. You give Wayne Gretzky a truck on the ice and it's awkward.
Yeah.
The Rangers did that. What do you give John Sterling? A car? A truck?
See what they gave Jeff Skinner for his 1,000th game?
No.
Although they didn't do that during the game. They did that, I guess, the morning of.
Maybe I did. What was it? Remind me.
They gave him a jet ski.
Oh.
With like Skinner 1,000 on it. It was black and red. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's better than a television.
Mm-hmm. That is, yes.
Yeah, it's better than a television.
Well, it depends.
Jet ski?
It depends. What about for John Sterling, though?
Why, you think John Sterling's not allowed to have fun on a jet ski?
I mean, he's allowed to, but I don't know. Do you think
he's 83?
He's 83. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I have some news. It's NBA news, but it's sports world news.
Is this the streamer thing?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So today apparently marks a significant milestone. The NBA has an exclusive negotiating window for their media rights with ESPN and TNT until today. It ends today. So ESPN and TNT could offer the NBA billions of dollars for the next media rights deal. And if the NBA wants to wait and see what else is out there, then they do. Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reports that it is possible a streamer gets in. And he suggests Amazon Prime, and even goes so far as to say it could land the conference finals or the NBA finals at some point over the course of the league's next deal. This is the whole, the Super Bowl is going to go to pay-per-view.
Yep.
This is the NBA's next media deal could include the NBA finals going to streaming.
Yep.
Which maybe
not surprising.
Maybe it's streaming and broadcast. You know, we have some of that, some overlap. Would hard to be, I mean, we did it with the NFL, where you've got Amazon got a playoff game.
Yep. Yep. Peacock got a playoff game.
Yep.
That was fully streamed. So, and they're talking a 10-year deal, right? Like,
where somewhere in the deal, in year six,
yeah, right,
the finals are streamed on Amazon.
That wouldn't surprise me at all if it's, well, we're going to kind of work our way to it. But eventually, we're going to get there. I feel like we're in the middle right now. Like we're in the maybe the awkward phase of streaming as the transition is kind of happening. Because like I'm learning that with the playoffs right now. Like I have ESPN Plus, which I watch hockey on throughout the year, and you can have ESPN Plus, but you don't have access to ESPN. Like if the game's on ESPN, then you can't watch it. Peacock you can, like some of the other ones you can. Like, oh, if the Premier League game's on NBC and you just have Peacock, that's fine. They'll still give it to you. But some of these streaming packages don't go all the way through, where there are sometimes aren't even options. I see Travis Yost complain about this a lot, that if an NHL game is on NHL Network, that is the only game that you can't stream. It's the only one. You can stream on TNT, you can stream on ESPN. So I feel like we're in this awkward middle ground right now where everyone's trying to figure out who gets what and how this should go. But by year 5 or 6 of a new TV contract, I'm thinking everything is streamed at that point, or almost everything is streamed.
It's all headed that way. I mean, I'm sure. How much? I would pay $5 a month to never have to ask where a game is. I would do that.
So you want the one?
I would have a service. I'd pay $5.
That you get everything.
That I put a thing on my television, and I never have to ever look up where something is.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have close to that. Like the interface that we have, it's like a Google TV one, and that'll across your apps go right to the Premier League game or the basketball game. Like it'll show me the sports that are on. I can click it. It opens up the proper app. It's close to that. But man, it is like relentless with. Where am I? Oh, hold on. There's a game on. Okay, let me go to the app and find out where that game is. Okay, It's streaming. It's streaming on this. Okay, now let me go to my television and open that app. And, oh, I've been logged out. I got to put my password back in or relink my television provider again.
Yep.
It is just relentless with how many steps you have to take if one thing gets out of place.
Yep. Well, my experience usually is, like, for me to make it easier, I basically use my phone as my remote. Like, if I know a game is on ESPN,
you cast it.
I do not grab my TV remote and then go to the ESPN app and then go through and then find it there. I just open my phone, hit the button in the ESPN app of the game, and then there's, you can cast it or airdrop it, whatever you do to get it to your TV. And, like, I just find that way easier.
Yeah.
But that's new, too. Like, this is just... Is it surprising it would be that quick? 5 years from now, like the NBA Finals, you can't watch it if you have cable. Like that's a massive change.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that happened with the NFL, they are transitioning to doing like some games on Peacock and Amazon that are only streamed. Those games, though, are a lot lower in the ratings right now. And I know they're probably projecting that 5 years from now, it'll be more beneficial in the long run. But for the time being, you have to eat, we're going to have 20% lower viewership just because we are blocking a certain segment of the population that's just not going to watch our games now. They won't try to figure it out. They won't care enough to figure it out. And what was easy to find us, now they've got to learn something new. They got to download this. They got to subscribe to this. And just there are probably a lot of people that are just going to say, nah, it's too much of a headache. Not even worth it for me to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
803-0550. 3 days from draft day, will we have a Sabres coaching rumor before the Bills draft a wide receiver?
A single rumor? On somebody?
Somebody.
Every day that passes...
A formal interview.
Yep.
Every day that passes... Can I complete your sentence?
Yeah.
Every day that passes without that, you think the likelihood of Brenda Moore as a real option goes up?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
The every day that passes without a rumor makes me think that his guy is Brenda Moore. Just a little bit more and more and more. Might be only, from 6% to 7% to 8%. But every day that passes, I think the odds that his guy is Brenda Moore go up, where we don't hear anything. Which wouldn't be crazy, would it? Like, if he even wants to see it through. I'm not hiring a coach until I know for sure that he wouldn't come here. It's possible.
It is. Does he want, 5% of the Bills? Hey, the owner's about to get a lot of money selling 25% stake of the Bills.
Yep. We're going to have to learn who this new person is, but they won't have any controlling interest, right? So nothing on decision-making.
So on that, Mike Florio wrote about that, about what that means. and partial sale of the Bills. What he wrote was about how that would help the stadium with stadium construction costs. Of course, the stadium's being built. It's going to be $850 million in public money plus PSLs. And by the way, if 25% of the franchise is sold, then this person is going to give money to the owner that can then, you know, use that to, oh yeah, cost overruns or whatever. But here's what Mike Florio wrote about this, that Pegula's on the hook for cost overruns, as noted over the weekend by the Buffalo News. It could cost $2 billion, which is a $600 million overrun. He says selling 25% of the team would easily raise that amount of money. You cover it. But Florio, quote, it'll be difficult for Pegula to get market level valuation without also giving his new partner a path to control. Mm-hmm. That's the unanswered question. Is this simply an effort to claw back the original purchase price while still holding 75% of the team? Or is Pegula laying the foundation to eventually make his exit, or both? And pointing out, if it's the latter, he'll get more for 25% if he's looking to eventually cede control. If it's the former, he could be one of the first owners to welcome a private equity fund as a partner. If the NFL changes the rules to allow such investments in the near future, which of course has been discussed mm-hmm. as a potential future in sports, private equity owning sports teams. Mm-hmm. More. The NFL doesn't have that yet. Other leagues do.
Yep.
Makes sense, right? Hey, why am I giving you a check for $600 million? Do I have anything that I'm getting out of this?
Right.
Is there a path for me to eventually purchase more to when right. the time is right and you want to be out, I can own the team?
There was a thing about that in Miami. Forget the guy that actually is friends with Brady, like that bought part of the team under Stephen Ross. Part of the deal was that he gets... The day comes that Stephen Ross passes away, that this guy, I forget the name of, has the option to purchase the majority stake of the team. That's how you get him in.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you get him in for 20% in the first place. So, okay. That seems reasonable, right? That would be what the person would ask for in exchange, which then, I mean, the person that's buying the stake of the team becomes vastly important.
Yeah.
I think. Like, this would be the person that will someday run the team.
I told my wife I'd like to sell 25% of our house. Use that check on something.
Uh-huh.
Just tap into the value. Not a loan. I don't want a loan.
Yeah.
Like a home equity. I want just, you know, you can just have 25% of it.
Yep.
You can have this room. We're not using it. Anyway. So that story on the sale of 25% of the Bills. I tell you, like, these rumors have been persistent about the Pegulas are going to sell this, or they're going to sell that, or they're going to sell all their teams except for the Bills. Like, that was a report from a National Lacrosse League reporter. And they are persistent. I find it interesting that after all that, it ends up being 25% of the Bills that mm-hmm. is, yes, indeed, for sale.
Well, that's where you get the money, right? That's the one that's
going to get you the biggest check. I mean, 25% of the Sabres wouldn't touch that.
No. Nope.
I mean, 100% of the Sabres probably wouldn't touch that.
I mean, the Coyotes just sold for $1 billion.
It's true.
that's true. Crazy that happened, by the
22,000
way.
22,000 season ticket waiting list, or season ticket deposits in Utah.
For Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long until we get Florio writing about the Saudis potentially buying the part of the Bills?
It's an obvious connection that every league is making, right?
Yep. Yep.
803-0550. I wouldn't expect that in this case, but, you know, who knows? The future. Who knows what it holds?
Streaming and investment funds.
And sovereign investment funds.
Yep, yep.
And a Bills receiver.
And a Bills receiver.
Two. Draft day coming up Thursday. Come to our draft party. We're going to be at Resurgence Brewing Company. You can buy tickets in advance. You can show up. It's going to be $45. It includes food and drink, beer, well drinks, stacks of gift cards to be given away in trivia questions. I'm already starting to think of some trivia questions. It'd be good.
Draft-themed.
Mini-games.
Yep.
Socialization. Friends we make along the way. Many high fives to be handed out.
Yep. Or pitchforks.
But if they trade down, I thought, you know what I thought?
They're going to draft a defensive tackle and then light the torches.
I did think about this. This is a great opportunity. Granted, the draft is Thursday and starting today. A little cold out there. One of those radio stunts where someone lives on a billboard until the team drafts a wide receiver. It's a great opportunity for that because they are going to draft one somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just camped out Thursday and said, I'm staying until they do it, you'd have some belief that Friday would happen. I probably never told you. Back when the NHL did the lockout in 2004, 2005.
Yep.
That lockout. An idea was floated. And by floated, I mean I found out it was floated after the fact that it was floated, that our then program director, Andy Roth, suggested that maybe I should live at the arena until the lockout ended. It's like a stunt. I was going to live there. Young guy, you know, no wife, kids. Like, we'll do this. You live at the arena until hockey comes back. And then it didn't come back.
Right, so you would have been there for...
A year.
Well, at least until maybe the lockout was made official, they would have told you you could come back. So live at the arena. You could still leave the arena.
Yeah.
Right?
Just, that would be
where I
live now.
But you would live at the arena.
Would it be a good place to live?
By yourself?
Sure.
Can you have friends over?
I mean, why not? It's my house.
And you get, like, operational, like, you get usage of, like, a television somewhere.
I got a Jumbotron. It's a great TV.
I don't know if they're going to let you use the Jumbotron.
I mean, I live there. Who's in charge?
If you had access to the Jumbotron, I would have paid real money to live at the arena. By myself. Get the arena to myself. Just, I could have all the guys over to watch the game.
Just sit in the 200 level, watch the Jumbotron.
Yeah, hey, you guys want to come and watch the NBA Finals tonight? I got a bigger TV than you do.
Yeah.
I got stadium seating. How many of you have stadium seating?
Imagine playing video games today on the Jumbotron. Oh. The graphics.
Should have done it.
Wait till you get the new Jumbotron. Even better.
You should have done it.
Well, it never ultimately happened. I did not live at the arena for a full year.
Next lockout. We're going to do this. Right. Next lockout. We know there will be another one. Yeah. Next lockout.
That's a good bet. Extendo Sports coming up on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.